Welcome back. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6 of Maseches Terumos. We began the Masechta by saying that these are five different people that are not able to make a valid Truma separation. It's not considered kosher. Here, and that seemingly is even B'diavad. Over here, we now begin with a Mishnah that gives five more people, but if you did it, even though you shouldn't do it L'chadchila, if you did it B'diavad, it's going to be considered a kosher taking of Truma. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha lo Yisromu v'im Tarmu Trumasun Truma. The following five people can't separate Truma, but if they did, then it's B'diavad, it's kosher. Ha'ilim, someone who can't speak. V'ha'shikor, someone who is drunk. V'ha'arom, and someone who is not dressed. That seemingly means someone whose private parts are exposed, v'asuma, someone who can't see, u'balkari, and someone who's a balkari. All these people, I mean, he had a seminal mission. All these people, lo yisromu v'lim tarmu trumasan truma, they can't separate truma l'chachila, but if they did, b'diavad, their truma is considered kosher. Why not? Because all these situations seem to be someone who's not able to make a they're not able to make the bracha before doing the mitzvah, and so therefore, since you can't make the bracha, so you officially the chachila can't do the mitzvah. But the eved, you don't need the bracha, so you are able to do it even on a b'di'evid level. So fine, that's most of the situations. And then what about someone who is drunk? Why? Because even a drunk person can sometimes just read together the bracha and put together a few words. So the reason why is because they can't really choose which produce is the best. You're not all there, and so you. Your inhibitions are a little bit lowered, and so therefore your judgment may not be good, and so you cannot separate truma lechadchila from the produce. Okay, that was Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zayin now goes further and says that we know that there is no specification in the Torah as to how much truma one is actually obligated to give. It's amazing. The Gemara tells us that midoraisa, if a person takes one grain, then that's technically the amount that is obligated for truma, even from like a very large pile. But Chazal give a bit more guidelines than that. Says the Mishnah, ein tormen lo b'midah lo b'mishkah v'lo b'minyan. So first of all, we don't separate truma by size, by weight, or by count, meaning that you can't measure the amount of truma. You have to take a guesstimate of al torim who esa madud veesa shakul veesa manoi, but you can separate truma from produce if that's measured, weighed, or counted. So the whole produce pile can be measured, but the amount you take out for truma can't be. In torment b'sal u'bekupa shehem shel mida, you can't separate truma with a basket or a box that everyone knows how big it is. For example, something that holds like a seya, so you can't take something out. You can't use that because everyone's gonna know you fill it to the top. Oh, you're measuring a seya. That's what people will think. Even if you're not trying to do that, that's what people will suspect you of, so you can't do that. But you can use that same bin to take out about a half or a third of the bucket's worth, because everyone will see, this guy has no idea, this guy could care less how much he's taking, or he's giving a guesstimate, so that's why he's not filling up the container, so that's okay. But one still can't separate truma with the seya container, meaning a container that specifically holds this amount, even if he fills up only half of it, because half of a seya container is usually an exact measure, meaning that seya containers usually have a sign on the halfway mark that says, you could fill up to here, and that'll be the halfway, and so therefore, even that would not be allowed. Seemingly, again, if you did about a quarter, if you did about three quarters, that would be okay, because it's clear you're not using it for measurement. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Zayin. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches. Have a wonderful day.